We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you think the Eagles are a lesser team after the loss in Seattle than you thought before the game? Now, my answer is no, I don't think they're a lesser team. John says yes, they are. Ross says yes by a little bit. John, where do you think the people are coming in here? We got all these votes.
I think it's 70-30. Split your way.
Split my way, with the answer being no. You are, as usual, very on point, my man. 74% of respondents say no, the Eagles are not a lesser team. 26% of people say they are. Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Ross, what else stood out to you from the game? I mean, what from your end? Just give us one or two nuggets, something you noticed, something moving forward to be aware of.
And by the way, it's not that surprising that John's always so good at the poll, because you guys are taking calls, so he kind of gets a feel for what people are thinking.
That's true.
He's got the information.
That's true.
It's very true.
I guess a big takeaway for me, we talked about Doug, we talked about Wentz. That stuff everybody can see. I think the kind of the more nuts and bolts of it, they didn't really dominate up front both sides of the ball like I thought.
See, I'm not sure about that on the D-line, Ross. I actually thought they played a great game of the typical penetration. I just thought it was a Houdini-Russell Wilson thing that bailed him and them out of it. I thought they got great penetration defensive line.
Well, I mean, look, I thought Seattle ran the ball decently in the game. And, you know, Russell Wilson was able to throw for three touchdowns, didn't throw a pick. And I know he's an escape artist, whatever, and I know they got to him a couple times, but I mean, Carson Wentz was sacked more than Russell Wilson. Do you think that would happen, Joe? I didn't think that would happen.
No, I mean, probably not. I mean, I hadn't really given a thought, but I guess not.
Look, the Seahawks ran for more yards than the Eagles did, net yards rushing, and Carson Wentz got sacked three times, Russell Wilson twice. I would have thought that the Eagles would have twice as many rushing yards as the Seahawks and sack Russell Wilson twice as much. So to me, the biggest takeaway, forget the Peterson stuff and the Wentz stuff, because I think you can that both those things could be a one-game anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
But for them to not dominate the Seahawks offensive line, they got a little bit better, but they're not good. For them to not dominate more up front is probably the most concerning thing moving forward, and what I'll be watching again against the Rams on Sunday.
All right, let's go to the phones. 888-729-9494. John Rich, Judd Cameron, Ross Tucker with us as well. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
How y'all guys doing today? I don't know where to, but let me go ahead and start with the 80s movie thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Belushi and Animal House.
You got it.
Booger and Revenge of the Nerds, either or.
Yep.
Now, however, the movie that's in my mind right now is actually Chicken Little, because it feels like everybody thinks the sky is falling. and trust me, it is not. It is. I just want to point out three things real quick. First, that Seattle game. If Carson Wentz did not fumble that football, that score would have been tied. No problem. The referees officiating, it was suspect at best. I'm not going to sit there and say it was like the Carolina game, but it was definitely suspect. And third, it was a 3rd and 9 with that lateral pass. That should have been back.
Yep.
Crossed it down as well. So that could have changed the game right there. How many teams do you know right now that could really go into Seattle and win the game?
Well, more than before, but I get your
Redskins.
Point.
Right. Tom Brady was to have a hard time. That D line is very efficient. I think people underestimate that D line because the Legion of Boom gets a lot of credit. Now, I would like to move on from that to Minnesota. I hear you guys talk about Minnesota a lot. Case Keenum is having the same year Nick Foles had in 2013. Trust me, that carriage is about to turn back into a pumpkin any minute. That train is coming. Who we should be worrying about is Aaron Rodgers coming back off of IR. Because he is coming back. He's coming back week 15 against Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He will win that game. He will take care of Minnesota for us.
Well, so
I'd like to see that.
Paul, here's the thing, man. It's a great series of interesting comments. The Rodgers thing, for those that haven't connected the dots yet, he got really hurt by Seattle beating the Eagles. because whereas he would have been one game back for the wild card, he's now two back with four to go. So that I mean, mathematically, the Packers, I mean, yeah, they're going to beat Cleveland. He's going to come back with three games to go. But that hurts them. Because
we think he'll come back with three games.
If he does, yeah. They're currently two back of both the Seattle Seahawks and who's the other wild card team? Who am I missing here?
Falcons?
No, it's not the Falcons. It's Carolina Panthers.
Carolina.
So that's a tough one. Two back with four to go. And by the way, that's only in a tie. I don't know if that even would get them, you know, the tiebreaker to win. I mean, for all we know, he might be three back with four to go. So that's, you know, that's the one thing. Rodgers, even though he's likely coming back, it seems, is in a tough spot as far as making the playoffs. Let's go to Rob in Willingboro. Rob, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning. I'm here good afternoon. I've been listening most of the morning, and I believe that the Eagles, when they lost to Seattle, the way they lost to Seattle, was one of those games that was a really bad game for them. The coach, their responsibility, as well as the quarterback, they both didn't do a good job. And the coach went away from his style of playing all year long. He changed it up. He didn't throw the ball downfield like he normally does. He wasn't more aggressive with his play calling with the 4-4-1. He should have never done that. And hopefully he'll go back to where what he was doing earlier. I don't agree that they are a lesser team after this game, but definitely after the next game against the Rams, if they lose to the Rams, then I agree with you. I have to say that they are a lesser team because their record against winning team right now is 1-2. They beat Carolina, but they lost to the Chiefs and they lost to Seattle. So if they lose to the Rams, I agree with you. I think there will be a lesser team because they would prove that they haven't beaten a really
well. If they lose again, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt, and there's no question. Steve in Malvern. Steve, you're on WIP.
Hey, you guys can hear me?
Yeah. You good, man. Loud and clear.
Good. So it's nice to talk to you guys. And, Ross, I'm a Princeton guy, so that doesn't mean a whole lot, but I just thought I'd
It means you're smart.
Awesome. Well, thanks.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I went to Princeton back when anybody could go.
Mm.
Anyway, so here's my...
When was that?
I graduated in 1968, before the girls were there. So, anyway, here's the deal. I think the Eagles have a better chance to win now the Super Bowl because they've had their comeuppance. They've had their playoff game that they lost in a year. You know, everybody says that you have to lose before you can win. This team responds really well, I think. I think they have a better chance to win now because they've already lost a big game. Mm-hmm. And they hate losing. I mean, Carson Wentz is going to come back. They're going to crush the Rams. And let me ask you guys a question. Who besides the Packers does the Vikings have a chance to lose to?
Well, let me get that
Carolina
schedule
Sunday.
Carolina,
yeah.
They play Sunday.
Carolina this Sunday.
They got
yeah.
the Bengals in there. The Bengals should have won the game against the Steelers last night.
So I think the Eagles still have a pretty good chance to be the number one seed.
I agree.
I think the fact that they lost was a good thing because Seattle's defense, they were coming after them like crazy in the beginning of the game, and they really, you know, Seattle's defense was great. And now the Eagles know what it takes to beat a team like that in that kind of environment. And you can't win until you know what it takes to beat a team like that, and now they know.
Well, they know what it takes to compete in a game like that. Doesn't mean they know what it means to win a game like that because they didn't win it. But I get your point. I get the general gist of where you're going there. Let's go to Bino. Can you ever think of a Bino without thinking of Bino Cook? Let's talk to Bino. This is not Bino Cook. Bino, you're on WIP.
Hey, it's actually Bruno, but that's okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
2 points. One, I agree with Joe. I don't think we're a lesser team. We lost a bad game, played a bad game that we could have won. We're still in it. But my main point here is if we don't have the first seed and we still have the second seed, is the fear going into Minnesota and playing Minnesota?
Not in my opinion. I mean, it's a concern, but it's not a fear.
Because my thing is Case Keenum's never won a playoff game. And who's to say that he makes it through the end of the year? They're just waiting for a reason to throw Bridgewater in there. Granted, he's had a great season, but he hasn't done anything in the playoffs either. So to me, who's even to say they get to the conference championship?
Yeah, they could lose to the Saints or the Rams in the divisional
round. I don't
know. Case
Keenum has made a compelling point this whole season, given the opportunity that he has played like an elite NFL quarterback.
He's playing
yeah,
well.
You got to go by what he's doing. Right. I hate this. It's like, John, you played in Oakland, and at that point, Rich Gannon was, he's just a journeyman. Rich Gannon's never done anything. Really? Then he was the MVP of the league, and you guys were one of the best teams in the league. I'm not saying that's Case Keenum. I'm saying we got to go by what he's doing now, which is he's playing his butt off.
He has been.
And so I'm not buying this. Well, I'm not worried about Case Keenum. I'm not worried about – what do you think that they're saying about the Eagles, especially after Sunday night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't buy that part of it.
Ross, you know what I'm interested in also is I'm trying to figure out how Seltzer heard Bruno and typed Beano on our on our screen. I mean, I'd like to talk to the guys. Yeah, what's your name? My name's Bruno. All right, hang on a second, Beano.
It sounded like Dino at first. What you don't understand is my phone back here, you can't hear nearly as well as you can on the air, so sometimes it comes out wrong. It happens.
That's another – this point has been brought up repeatedly now. After the last time the Eagles lost, Doug reformed his approach.
Yep.
And I have no doubt that Doug will take into account his shortcomings from this game and coach differently.
4th and 17.
Does anyone have doubt?
4th and 17 from the Eagles' own 25. They're going for it. First drive. Damn it, I'm going to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Sam.
I like that.
Sam,
I like that he's not too big for,
I like
his
that
britches.
Too.
Yeah, he's gonna do what they need to get done.
Hey, Sam, you're on WIP.
Ew, how you doing, guys? First time caller.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
I really enjoy your show, guys. Really enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yeah, as far as lesser of a team, I can't make that decision yet until after the next game. And I think they're a good enough team to win it. I'm not going to say I can predict that they're going to go all the way, but I feel like as I've been watching the Eagles this year and watched them over the years, I feel like they're a good enough team to beat these teams, especially even this past week, as far as they had Russell Wilson running for his life a number of times. He got some breaks. I'm not going to say the refs made terrible calls. They made their own judgment call. They got that third down two times in a row.
Yep.
And that gave him that touchdown. So, and Russell Wilson, in my opinion, the defense had him running for his life a number of times. And they stopped the run a number of times. So my opinion is they have a team that can win. And that's what I enjoy the most about watching this team this year. They're always going to make mistakes and things aren't going to bounce your way, but they're a good enough team to win it. That's my opinion.
All right, Sam. I think everyone agrees that they are a good enough team to win it. The question is, do they have the inside track and, how likely are? Because clearly they have a real chance to go the distance. They are of that caliber. We're wondering though, are they back in the pack now instead of being at the forefront? Not just home field advantage wise, but like, hey, this is the best team in football wise.
Do you think it's fair to say that in terms of how we think about them and how everybody nationally thinks about them, that this game against the Rams on Sunday is the biggest game of the season?
I think you are onto it. It is the biggest game of the season.
Because, like, next week, here's the thing, Joe. You'll come up with some other topic and it'll be good. But, like, this topic right now would be a terrible topic next week because it's going to declare itself on Sunday.
If they come back and beat the
Rams, I'd be like, they're awesome. Okay, it was a one-game hiccup. Mm-hmm. If they lose the Rams, it'd be like, oh, they're lesser. They're lesser.
That's
unbelievable.
That's a very fair point. But by the way, let me just say this one other thing. If they are lesser than what we thought 3 days ago, even if they lose to the Rams, it doesn't mean they can't go the whole way. I mean, 3 days ago, we were thinking they are definitively the best team in football or them in New England. Now it's like, all right, well, maybe they're in the pack of 4 or 5 or 6 teams, but they could still win it all. Anyway, let's talk to Betty in Hatboro. Betty, you're on WIP.
Well, thank you for finally getting to my call, young man. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I was dying to get to Betty in Hatboro.
Sure you are. Okay, I just need to make a point, but let me say something first. I have watched or recorded every Eagles game since 1971.
Wow.
Okay, my late husband converted me to football. I never watched a football game until I met him. I have a Roman Gabriel shirt. I have a Bill Burgess shirt. I have a T.O. shirt. I have a Wentz shirt, an Ert shirt. I love the team.
That's awesome.
There's a sign that goes on my front lawn the first day of training camp, home of an Eagles fan. I am a fan, win or lose. I believe in them. And I absolutely love the two of you. I've listened constantly since you've come on the air, and I think you're great. And I've always been on John's side, but today I have to be on honest to God.
Say it proud and say it loud, Betty.
Okay, I'm sorry. And John, I think my late husband just loved you as a player and really respected you as a person, which means more than being a player. Okay.
Thank you.
And I
didn't
just
know him very well.
I just need to put that. I just need to put that out there. But you know what? You know what? We have a great team. Okay. But for God's sake, Russell Wilson is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Okay.
Yeah.
He played his best. Okay. Carson, you know, a little bit more than a year and a half being a pro player. Okay. Okay, we're gonna run all over Goff. We're gonna massacre him. Don't
hey,
you
Betty,
worry,
Betty,
God.
Betty, can I ask something? Betty, can I ask something?
Yes,
who
sir.
Do you think to win the Super Bowl? Who do you think you need to beat? You need to beat Hall of Fame quarterbacks, like whether it's Rodgers or Russell Wilson or someone like that, or in the AFC.
Not entirely, though.
In the
Super Bowl,
the Super
yes,
Bowl,
but not
Joe.
In,
it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger
or Brady.
Or more likely
I'm with
Tom
you on
Brady.
That. I'm with you,
but
not
my
in
point
the NFC.
Is, like you can't just say, "Well, it was a Hall of Fame quarterback." Like we got, like he was going to beat a Hall of Fame quarterback.
A Hall of Fame quarterback who's a combination running back. Okay. Truly, okay? There are not a lot of players that run around like him and can get away from people. They're not, okay? We would have knocked Ben Roethlisberger over.
Betty,
sorry.
Betty, you got to call our show more
probably.
Often. This is a wonderful phone call.
Think about the path,
thanks,
right,
Betty,
you know,
as it sits.
You know, young men, I really, really appreciate it. You know, I love football. I love, love, love football. I've been bleeding green for a long time.
Awesome.
So I'm hanging in. I'll be right there with you, Jody.
All right,
I'm
Betty.
Hanging in.
You got
thanks.
It. Thank
Dude,
you very
she's
much.
She's amazing.
Well,
amazing.
She's got every game since 71. We got to – I need to see intense. Some of those games.
Yeah,
I mean, she was wrong with her opinion right there, but I absolutely love.
Hey,
Betty.
think about the quarterbacks that we have to face in the NFC playoffs. I mean, before Ben Roethlisberger, before Tom Brady,
right?
You know, Cam Newton was the MVP of the NFL. Yeah, he's up and down. I know that, but his best games are as good as Russell Wilson's games, and Drew Brees.
Yeah, he's legit, of course.
Come on, and we might have to see the Seahawks again.
Yeah. I get it. All right, Ross.
Let me say one thing. Joe, let me say one thing real quick. I cannot believe what Russell Wilson does.
He's amazing.
No,
I mean, you know how fast those D linemen are for the Eagles? And he made them look – I mean, that is – I've never seen anything like it. It's unbelievable.
It's like watching me play Papa Shot. It's an experience. Jetta Camera, John Ritchie. Ross, good stuff, bud. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ross.
All right, there he is, Ross Tucker, coming back with Time's Yours, 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.